Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. Under pressure from the Biden administration, the Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, has presented a list of demands that sound like a surrender for Israel. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Mahmoud Abbas has been urged by the Biden administration to go back to the negotiating table to try to put together a two-state solution. So the president of the Palestinian Authority put up a list of requirements to go back to negotiations, and as I've read through them, and even the Israelis are saying, this would be a decree for Israel's surrender. What are your thoughts about this list Abbas has put up?
Well, Jimmy, it just reflects the continuing very hardline position from the Palestinian side as to any final solution, frankly, and their version of that would be similar to Hitler's. Jews disappear. The Jewish state disappears. Basically, they are asking for things that Israel could never agree to. Chief amongst them is that there be no Israeli control in eastern Jerusalem over the old city, the Temple Mount, that Jewish neighborhoods in the east of the city be turned over to the Palestinians. Again, it's not just the PA. The PA is ruling Judea and Samaria, but Hamas is ruling the Gaza Strip. The head of Hamas, if he were to run for president of the Palestinian Authority, he would absolutely defeat Abbas by about two-thirds, the polls show. So he has to pay attention to their positions, and their positions, as I've stated many times, are clear in their founding charter. They've never renounced it. This is Hamas, that Israel must be totally destroyed. There can be no peace with a Jewish state. A Jewish state is contrary to the Quran and has to disappear. So, again, the Biden administration wanting to proceed in talks, apparently, but the chances of there being any realistic solution at this time are just zero.
David Dolan reporting the Palestinian demands for them to go to the negotiating table with Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Under pressure from United States President Biden, both the Israelis and the Palestinians are being pushed to go to the negotiating table to discuss a two-state solution. The Palestinians made a list of demands for Israel that sounds like a decree of surrender for the Jewish state, even before the two parties begin talks. This Palestinian list is mostly a no-starter for the Israelis, which means that the conflict will continue until Jesus returns. That's Malachi chapter 1. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...